News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 50 Irish citizens and their dependents have evacuated Lebanon in recent days as violence escalates, and there are more who still want to get out. Maeve Murphy is the head of the UNHCR office in Lebanon, who is supporting not just the Irish refugees, but many others as well. Maeve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Tell us what the situation is like for the ordinary citizens of Lebanon this morning as Israeli attacks continue.
Well, as you may know, 1.2 million Lebanese have been displaced effectively because of the locations where they've been living have been exposed to airstrikes. So people are living on the streets, are staying with family members where possible. And we have over 1,000 collective shelters that, as UNHCR, we are trying to work with the government and other UN agencies to provide support to those. We have 1.5 million Syrian refugees who were being hosted by Lebanon, which is the country that is hosting the most refugees per capita. And they are also displaced. So they are facing not only having to move from the war in Syria to here, now they've been further traumatized and moved again. So this is a horrendous situation, which is beyond anybody's capacity to respond to because of the size and scale of it.
What we saw in Gaza was refugee camps that were targeted because Israel said that there were fighters in that area, and as a result they saw it as a legitimate target. Are you concerned that something similar may now happen in Lebanon?
It is happening. The southern parts of Beirut have been decimated on a nightly basis, including mostly innocent civilians. We have had two staff members, including a young mother and her young son, who have died in airstrikes. We have over 120 of our staff who were responding to the humanitarian crisis have been displaced and impacted directly. So this is impacting civilians, and we are urgently seeking a ceasefire.
For the people who are trying to get out, how easy is it to leave Lebanon now?
Well, we have seen over a quarter of a million people have left from Lebanon to Syria through the borders. That includes over 70% Syrian refugees who will face difficulties when they return. There is only one airline that continues flying out of Beirut because some of the shelling is actually very close to the airport. And so therefore, options are very, very limited.
Your own personal safety, it must be a concern, given that you have had colleagues from the UNHCR who have lost their lives already. Will you consider leaving?
In fairness, the Irish Embassy did offer a flight out when they were evacuating some people earlier this week. My work means that I'm here to support those most in need from the humanitarian aspect, that we need to ensure that the Lebanese people don't feel that they are forgotten. They have huge needs. As you know, the country is socioeconomically challenged, so people have fled with next to nothing. They are living in schools. We are just providing the basics at this point in time, trying to ensure that they have blankets and mattresses and have access to water and food. And basically, we will continue to do that. So the team is responding, and therefore, I will be staying until we have at least some, you know, response that is appropriate, but we need significant support. The Irish government has provided UNHCR 1 million, which we're very, very grateful for. But the flash appeal for the UN response is 425 million, because you can imagine it's 1.2 million people who have been displaced, many of whose houses are no longer there and they have nothing to return to. So really, the situation is beyond horrendous.
Maeve Murphy, head of the UNHCR office in Lebanon, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.